Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
After a unanimous vote in their June 4th meeting, the Kenai Peninsula Borough may start to see some younger representation from student council members. According to the ordinance, the borough hopes to be able to have high school students participate in more local government, and having them come and speak before the borough would be a prime way to do just that. Assemblymember Ryan Tunseth and Vice President Tyson Cox both sponsored the bill. Cox explains that the assembly has never had a student body representative in their area. Getting those representatives to come in during the school day to participate in meetings would also be rather difficult, but Cox believes there might be a solution to this problem.
And so what we came up with is, why not have a representative of the local councils of these student bodies come and talk to us and give a regular report.
When this concept was discussed at the borough's April 2nd meeting, the vice president did ask that any suggestions that members had be discussed through the city clerk. The main topic that came up was the length of time. Borough meetings can vary in length of time. Some meetings can take hours to complete. Luckily, after some amendments were proposed, the idea seemed more achievable.
The first amendment is, just to clarify, we added KPBSD high school students student council presentations with prior notice, 10 minutes, and only when needed. So that will only be on the agenda when there is actually a presentation available. And the combination of council presentations and presentations with prior notice may not exceed 2 presentations per meeting. And then under B3, it would add each KPBSD high school student council may be allowed up to 2 presentations per year.
After all the amendments were made, the ordinance passed, indicating that the community can hope to see student representatives in the Kenai Peninsula Borough Chambers in the near future. Governor Mike Dunleavy will be asked to pick a 4th Alaska Supreme Court justice. For more, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
A wave of retirements on the Alaska Supreme Court is nearing its end. On Friday, the Alaska Judicial Council announced it is accepting applications from attorneys and judges interested in replacing Justice Peter Mason, who will turn 70, the age limit for the Supreme Court justices, early next year. When Governor Mike Dunleavy picks Mason's replacement from the list of finalists chosen by the Alaska Judicial Council later this year, the governor will have selected 4 of the 5 judges on Alaska's High Court. Last January, Dunleavy picked Jude Pate of Sitka for the High Court. It was the first time since 1960 that a judge had been selected from a place other than Anchorage, Juneau, or Fairbanks. The governor picked Dario Borgeson, a former assistant attorney general for the court in 2020. In 2021, he selected Anchorage Superior Court Judge Jennifer Henderson. Justice Susan Carney, appointed by former Governor Bill Walker in 2016, will be the only non-Dunleavy pick on the high court. She will not turn 70 until 2031. Mason is the state's current Chief Justice, but unlike the U.S. Supreme Court, the Chief Justice of the Alaska Court is a role that rotates among all 5 justices, with the Alaska Chief decided by a vote of the court's members. Under the Alaska Constitution, judicial vacancies are filled by a multi-part process. Applicants have until July 12th to submit an application packet to the Alaska Judicial Council. That 6-member panel includes 3 public members appointed by the governor and 3 attorneys appointed by the Alaska Bar Association. A public hearing, including written and spoken input, will take place in November, council staff said in Friday's announcement. Find out more by visiting this story at RadioKenai.com. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
As campaign season heats up, the Alaska Department of Transportation and Public Facilities urges all Alaskans, candidates, and campaign teams to adhere to state and federal laws prohibiting the placement of campaign signs within DOT and PF-managed right-of-ways. Coming up, we'll take a look at your top news headlines from Thursday.